614, and in about 10 minutes here on Arizona's Morning News, you get a chance to hear the first installment in a special KTAR Eyes on Education series on chronic absenteeism, which is a huge problem because more than a fifth of Arizona school children are chronically absent. But what if there wasn't a teacher to teach that kid when they return to school? Leaders, members of both political parties are warning that big school district cuts may be necessary if the state legislature doesn't take action to let schools exceed the aggregate expenditure limit, which we'll try to explain what that is in just a second. But first, here are two members of the House Education Committee, Representative Democrat Jennifer Pollack from the East Valley, who voted in support of a resolution to let schools spend the money that they've already been promised.
I want to see this AEL pass so that our schools can continue. They need to know that they have sustainable funding.
Republican Representative Lupe Diaz cast a no vote, though.
There are problems. I know that there are problems. I hear the deep concerns that are there.
KTAR senior news reporter Jim Cross is joining us. That committee did ultimately vote to move this on to the full floor of the House to exceed the aggregate expenditure limit. Do you want to undertake explaining what this is, or do you want me to take it?
Have at it. Feel free. Okay. Maybe it needs a better name than aggregate expenditure limit.
I know.
Like school spending cap.
Yeah.
That's what I'm calling it.
Yeah.
That's easier to say.
That's what it is, really.
And easier to understand.
Yeah, because here's what happened. Back in 1980, when the state implemented its school funding formula, Arizona voters created an amendment to the Arizona Constitution called the aggregate expenditure limit. And what it is basically a spending limit for school districts that's based on the aggregate expenditure of all districts. In other words, schools can't spend more per student than other school districts can, generally. That's what it kind of breaks down to. And so the Arizona State Legislature can allow schools to exceed the AEL and spend the dollars that were already appropriated to them through the state general fund, but only by a 2/3 vote. Based on this committee, it might do better than that on the floor, right, Jim?
Beautifully explained.
Okay.
Here's what schools are looking at. Full legislature, if they don't approve this waiving by March 1st, schools collectively could be forced to cut about $1.5 billion. Estimates are about 17% of their annual budgets would be lost before the end of June. That would be the last few months of this school year. Dire warning from state school chief Tom Horn this week, calling failing to waive the AEL an incredible disaster. Horn says this could result in a 70% cut to schools and a loss of 2/3 of the teachers that would be laid off.
And he's a Republican, yep, who, you know, are supposedly better budget hawks, right? They want to keep an eye on dollars. But this is money that is really already supposed to go to schools. It's just this constitutional amendment keeps them from spending it if other schools don't have the same amount spent, right?
Yeah, it seems like everybody, no matter what political affiliation you have, they just don't like the AEL the way it stands right now. The governor has said that it's time for it to go away. The former governor, Doug Ducey, had promised at one point during budget negotiations to have a special session to raise the limit. He left office in December. That never happened. So it's up in the air. I mean, they're down to a month till the deadline. There's a lot of dire warnings about what could happen. And with the legislature and, you know, the political beliefs being what they are on both sides, I mean, it's hard to say which way this is going to go.
Yeah, and some folks in the legislature wanting to use this as a negotiating tool on other items that involve spending and other laws. All right, Jim, thanks so much. KTAR senior news reporter Jim Cross, he'll have more on this a little later on here on Arizona's Morning News.